You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get right into it. If y'all not been paying attention, right? The Tupac murder trial just ended on August 31st. But for a lot of y'all that probably don't know, you know what I mean? Some of y'all who are probably listening to me today probably wasn't even born yet when Tupac was unalive. So I'm going to give a little breakdown first before I get right into it. Okay, I'm going to read this right here. So the man in the infamous MGM grand surveillance footage was Orlando Baby Lane Anderson. On September 7th, 1996, after the Mike Tyson-Bruce Seldon fight at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Tupac Shakur and several members of the Death Row entourage attacked Andrew Anderson in the hotel. The beating was captured by a security camera. Contemporary reporting later identified Anderson as the man showing being attacked. Anderson was associated with the Southside Compton Crips. The confrontation reportedly stemmed from an earlier incident involving Trayvon Trey Lane, a Death Row associate affiliated with the mob Pyro Bloods. Anderson and other Crips were accused of trying to take Lane's Death Row medallion a month earlier. When Lane spotted Anderson at the MGM Grand, he pointed him out to Tupac. Tupac approached Anderson, struck him, and other members of the entourage joined the attack. This confrontation became extremely important because only a few hours later, Tupac was shot while riding with Suge Knight near the Flamingo Road and Culver Lane. And there's another major connection. Dwayne Kiffedy Davis is Orlando Anderson's uncle. Prosecutors argued that Tupac's killing was retaliation for the beating of Anderson. Interestingly, Anderson himself denied involvement in Tupac's murder. For years, he was widely suspected of being the gunman, but that was never proven against him in court. Anderson was killed in an unrelated Compton shooting in 1998. Okay, now, I had to start off with that, just to give you a little backstory of why the trial is happening. I'm going to tell you this right now. I remember the night when Tupac got shot, I remember watching the Mike Tyson fight. I remember literally watching the fight. Because back in those days, right, I think Mike Tyson, he probably was the, maybe him and Sugar Ray Leonard, but mainly Mike Tyson was probably the only boxer I've ever ordered a pay-per-view, right? And Mike Tyson was the type. You go to the damn fridge to get a beer, and you come back. Then Mike Tyson will knock somebody out, and he done wasted $50, right? So tonight, it used to piss me off, right, when that would happen. But I would still order Mike Tyson fight because I was such a big, I still am, but back then I was such a big fan of Mike Tyson. But little after the fight was over, of course, went to sleep and everything. Next thing you know, I don't know where I saw it, but I know I saw it on TV, where Tupac was actually beating him and his gang, man. Tupac and his entourage was beating this guy down on the ground. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that, why Tupac? Why would you have to do that shit, man? First thing that came to my mind when I saw that on that video, right? I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to the damn TV, right? I said, Tupac, you're a damn star. I'm the same age as Tupac, all right? 25 years old, I'm thinking the same way. Tupac, you are a star, you're famous, you're rich. You know what I'm saying? If this guy was smart, they could have sued you. You know, of course, I don't know what happened, but I'm just thinking in my head at the time, they could have sued you and get millions of dollars from you because it's all on camera. You know what I mean? Just like when Dr. Dre, years before, beat up a woman that was not on camera, and she got a whole $1 million out of it. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, why, Tupac? In my mind, why? Why you had to do that shit? Right? That was after we saw the video, but after the murder, after he got unalive that night, right? Because he got unalive on September 7th, right? 7 days before my birthday. No, I'm sorry. He got shot 7 days before my birthday. And I used to always think too, right? Because I knew, I'm a big fan of Tupac, right? Still am. Even till this day, I listen to Tupac all the time. You know what I mean? And it's our thing when I was at Tupac doing interviews or whatever he's doing on camera, and he would talk tough all the time. It's our thing to myself, man, something bad is about to happen, man. Because ain't no way you're famous, you're rich, you're talking tough. Nobody that gonna challenge you. Come on now. Especially for you if you're from the streets. Somebody, it doesn't matter how big and bad you are, or how big and bad you think you are, somebody's going to challenge you. So I already knew something bad was going to happen, right? I never realized, though, the cause then the effect would be Biggie Smalls, because he got caught in the after effect of what happened to Tupac. Let's be real about that. Notorious B.I.G. got caught up in the after effect of what happened to Tupac's murder. So I was one of that, right? So Tupac, I remember my daughter at the time, she was only 6 months old, right? September 13th, it was a Saturday. I ended up dropping my daughter off back to her mother's house. And on the radio, once I dropped her off, and on the radio, I heard Tupac had died. Tupac had died. I heard that. And it really hurt me, man, as a fan of this young man. This young, charismatic fellow who's very smart. And out of all the rappers, even back then, right, he was one of the few rappers. I mean, there were a lot of rappers back then, too, but the way he in interviews, how he used to articulate himself, he was a well-spoken guy. You know what I'm saying? Very intelligent, man, Tupac. And the world, the lost, you know what I'm saying, what could have been. Because even till this day, I always wonder, right, if Tupac was still alive, what could he have been today? Would he have been a big movie star? Yeah, who knows, man? Maybe him and Will Smith probably would have did a movie together over the years. I really believe that. That's my dream thing like that, right? Him and Smith could have done a movie together. Because if y'all know the history between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, right? You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about that, man. What could have been, right? It was so sad when the young man, 25 years old, right, lost his life over stupid ass shit, over dumb crap. Street credit, right? So, right? But when he got shot, though, on September 7th, when he got shot, I was thinking, I wasn't really paying too much attention to that, right? I'm like, you know, Tupac got shot. I know, I remember he got shot before. He'll be all right. That's what I was thinking, right? He'll be okay. He gonna pull through. I literally thought that he was gonna pull through, man. I was wrong. Well, I guess I think I want the only person to think like that too. You know what I mean? We all love Tupac, man. I'm telling you right now, coming from the DC area, right? They used to play a lot of Tupac on the radio. But I'm talking about even like before he passed and everything, right? A lot of Tupac on the radio. And I'm telling you right now, I don't hear that today when it comes to artists, right? But I only hear ladies, females, call in to on the radio, right? And say, can you play that song, Keep Your Head Up? another, but a very popular song back in the day, right? Those type of songs, right? You know what I'm saying? They little women, they love Tupac, man. They revered this young man. You know what I mean? Tupac. Because, you know, his mother, of course, we all know this, right? His mother was a Black Panther. So I know he got some of his leadership qualities from his mom. And what breaks my heart right now, his mother died a couple years ago, right? At the age of 69. So she never saw, right, the justice for her son. It just breaks my heart. It really does, though, man. Now, let's discuss this, right? I'm going to read this a little bit. Okay, the Tupac Shakur murder trial, right? Keefe D found guilty, right? On August 31st, 2026, a Las Vegas jury found Dwayne Keefe D Davis guilty in connection with Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours. Prosecutors did not have to prove that Keefe D personally fired the shots. Their case was that he organized and facilitated the retaliatory attack. Prosecutors argued that Davis obtained a gun and that the group went looking for Tupac and Suge Knight after the MGM grand altercation. Orlando Baby Lane Anderson was Keefe D's nephew. Earlier that night after the Mike Tyson fight, Tupac, Suge Knight, and others attacked Anderson inside the MGM, right? Prosecutors presented that beating as the immediate motive for what happened later that night. This is important, right? Now, I just saw the footage, right? You know what I'm saying? One of the most disgusting things in hip-hop history, man. For real. So, if you all know, right, Keefe D. I'll tell you something. I was watching the news after the trial, right, and some lawyers was coming on there, right? And a couple of lawyers probably was saying, Keefe D must be the most dumbest criminal in history. The most dumbest freaking criminal. How are you going to incriminate yourself, man? You wrote a freaking book, a tell-all book about the situation. Come on now. You went on Vlad TV. I'm telling you right now, I used to watch Vlad TV all the damn time, right? And I used to, matter of fact, I think KVD, one of KVD's interview with Vlad TV was the one that really got me to start watching Vlad TV. Because, of course, when we read the headlines about Tupac murder trial or whatever, let me see what the people talking about, right? And this dude was bragging with Vlad. You see what I'm saying? About what happened. Just bragging. How dumb can you be? If he had never wrote a damn book, and if he had never went on Vlad TV to talk about it, he probably would have gotten away with it. Even now, I think we're still trying to find the person who killed Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. You know what I mean? Those two rappers, man, in the 90s, were the two biggest rappers, right, at the time in hip-hop history. At the time. You know what I mean? The two biggest. Notorious Big and Tupac, right? You can't talk about Tupac without talking about Biggie Smalls, point blank. And even to this day, a lot of people, or even me, compare who's better, Tupac or Biggie? Who's the better rapper? Right? That's what we do in hip-hop, man. We compare these rappers, right? Who raps better? Who got the better lines, the better lyrics? You see what I'm saying? All that stuff, man. That's all it is in hip-hop. And we lost two greats, man, at such a young age. These guys was barely in their 20s, man, young. Got murdered by some evil people. These people are evil to me. Like Willie D would say, uncivilized mutts that murder these, you know what I'm saying, these big stars, right? You understand me, right? And I just don't get it. A lot of times when these type of things happen, it's not because of the artist, man. Because artists are going to talk trash to each other all the time. It's going to be because of strangers. Because, oh, this person might be a Tupac fan. Tupac got murdered. So I'm going, like, no, I'm going to kill Biggie Smalls too. Just because Tupac got murdered. Sad to me, man. How ignorant and stupid some of us could be. Seriously, though, it's not right. But you know, over the years, right, they always make videos. For some reason, you know what I'm saying? Those videos, right, could be the same storyline, the same story, but told in different ways, right? But to me, I'll watch them over and over. I'll watch it. If they make five different Tupac documentaries right now, talking about the same stuff, but saying it with different people. I'll watch it. You know what documentary I don't watch of Tupac and Tupac and even the murder? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? No more documentary I've done watch over the years. But you know what else? But sometimes I feel that with Notorious B.I.G., they didn't really pay enough attention to his murder too. You know what I mean? They didn't pay enough attention, man, to Tupac, to Biggie Smalls' murder. You know what I mean? I'll say right now, I love both of these guys, but I don't know them. I never knew, I don't know them. Of course, obviously. But I love both of these guys. These young black men, right? Grew up poor from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Biggie Smalls, if I believe, he was a high school dropout. Dropped out of high school, but became very successful. And that's not no shade to Biggie Smalls, but I'm just saying, right? Became very successful in life because of his God-given talent. Tupac from the East Coast, Baltimore, went to performing arts school because that's what he wanted to be, right? Tupac was a dancer, which I didn't find out until a year later, though, was a dancer with Digital Underground. If you know the song, oh, do me, baby. Do the home to him. I love the song, man. Right? You know what I'm saying? He was a dancer for Digital Underground. Matter of fact, he did a song all around the world, same song, right, with Digital Underground. That's a good song, too, man. He did a song with Digital Underground. And back in the late 80s, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Digital Underground was one of the biggest hip-hop group in the late 80s, right? And that's where he made his come up before he went solo. You see what I'm saying? And I used to love Tupac, his hip-hop style, man. The way he rapped. Because very few rappers could do what he does. Let's be honest with you. When the beat hits, right? Because a lot of time I listen. I might not have no rhythm, but I listen to these rappers when they rap, right? And how close they are to the beat, right? And when certain songs hit, Tupac be on top of the damn beat like no other. Like he just riding the beat in his music, man. God, man. You know what I'm saying? Not many rappers do that. Some rappers be a little bit behind the beat. Some rappers be a little bit ahead of the beat, right? But sometimes, of course, you can't really tell, especially, I can't, but sometimes I try to listen as close as I can, and every now and then I can tell, you know what I mean? But so, like I said, some rappers be behind the beat a little bit, some be ahead of the beat, right? But Tupac, is a lot of his damn song. Oh, man. That man just ride that beat like no other, man. That's something special. Very charismatic young man. well-spoken young man. And I later in life, I used to see like a lot of old Tupac interviews when he was young. And the things that he was saying at the age of 19, 20 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself a smart guy, but I wasn't thinking like that. The way Tupac was used to speak in his interviews, man. And you know, sometimes I would think, I wish Suge Knight would have left Tupac in jail. Because remember, Tupac was supposed to do 4 years in jail. For some reason, he ended up getting out, whatever. Suge Knight ended up helping him to get out of jail. I believe if he would have spent his 4 years in jail, he would have been alive today. He would have been alive. Came out of jail talking trash, whatever. He would have been alive today. Sometimes, man, sometimes people might just need to sit down for a while, right? For them to get their life together or for them to stay alive. You know what I mean? Just like the rapper Pimp C. I don't know how much time he originally got, but he did 4 years in jail. Maybe if he would have done a little bit longer in jail, he would have been alive today. I think about those type of things. You see what I'm saying? Man, I always think about what could have been, man. Man, one time Tupac was talking about who wanted to take Death Row to the East Coast and all over the country. Imagine if that would have happened. He could have disrupted the system when it comes to hip hop. He could have disrupted the system, right? He could have been competing with other artists, right? Control right now, Death Row, right now, if they didn't ask those the leadership in Death Row, they act so stupid and ignorant. Death Row music could have taken over hip hop. I believe that. Cause, come on, in the 90s, in the mid 90s, I'm telling you, from the early 90s to like the mid 90s, man, Death Row had all the damn talent. Right, even rapper that was not from California was rapping with Death Row, right? I even found out something years later that Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys, right? He actually went to Death Row. Well, I guess it didn't work out, but he went to Death Row to record for Death Row, right? I've heard a lot of East Coast rappers said that. I mean, went to Death Row to record, right? Some of them. From Corrupt, right? He's from the East Coast, but he went to California when he was young, right? Made music with Death Row Records, right? Right now, Death Row right now in 2026 could have been the biggest record company out there. Cause we see like all these black record companies, right? A lot of them only last a damn season. You see what I'm saying? I'll be on top just a season. For real, man. Sad to me. Imagine, man, if Death Row Records. Don't say right now. I see Snoop acquired the rights to Death Row. I would love to see where he's gonna take Death Row. Right? It's been a couple years now. I haven't heard no rappers from Death Row came out yet. So I'm saying, is he gonna make some rappers famous, popular, some good rappers come out of Death Row? I was excited when I heard that Snoop is going to take over Death Row. You know what I mean? Because, you know, of course, he's older now. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of young rappers, man, who are very talented to bring up the record label. All right. I could talk about the Tupac thing forever. But let me talk about another case, right? Lindsey Clancy. Okay, so. If y'all don't know, this woman is on trial for murdering her children. Lindsey Clancy, a Massachusetts mother and former labor and delivery nurse, damn, she had a good job, educated woman, was charged in the death of her three children, Cora 5, Dawson 3, and Callum. Oh, man, I want to cry right now, 8 months. Clancy does not dispute that she killed the children. The central legal question is whether she was criminally responsible because of her mental state. Her defense argued that she suffered from severe postpartum psychiatric illness, including postpartum psychosis. Prosecutors have argued that she suffered from depression, but still understood what she was doing. That distinction is crucial. Having a mental illness does not automatically make someone legally insane or eliminate criminal responsibility, right? So as of September 1st, right, the jury has completed a fourth day. That was yesterday. No, they done the fifth day of deliberation. That was Wednesday, yesterday, Tuesday, September 1st, right? Deliberation without reaching a verdict and has indicated the difficulty of reaching agreement, right? Man. Now, when I think about this case, right, it breaks my heart. Three young babies gone. Have no choice. Three young, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful babies have no choice. Their mother took the choice away from them to live. If that don't break your heart, man, you are heartless to me. Youngest was 8 months old. And you know what? This happened in 2023. And we just started hearing about the case recently, right? When the trial started. I didn't know this happened recently. I think about them babies, right? I understand. Mental illness is very serious, man. It's a very serious thing. And I know when I read about her, she have gotten treatment before, right? She has been in facilities before to get the treatment that she needs. Even a month before she unalived her babies, she told her husband that her mental illness is really coming on strong. And she feels like she can hurt her children and herself. You know? And sometimes, you know, a lot of times I was like, man, I want to be empathetic. I want to have sympathy for her. I think about it sometimes, right? But when I think about those babies, right? Who's gonna be sympathy? Who's gonna be empathetic for those kids? Who's gonna have sympathy for those children who were unalived by their own mom? I think about those type of things, man. It just breaks my heart, right? So I'm really on the fence. But what really gets me, when I'm watching the damn news, I'm seeing all those mothers out there support this woman that unalive her children. They supporting a woman, mental illness or not, that's unaliving her children, or unalived her children. You know? Even me and my wife, I guess women think differently, right? Even me and my wife had an argument, not really an argument, but I kind of a disagreement about this situation. That's crazy. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because my wife is a nurse. So she could have a little sympathy for this lady, because this lady's a nurse too. But I'm a man. I ain't have no damn sympathy. I'm sorry. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care. When it comes to babies, off limits. You know what I mean? And you know why I said that, right? There was a black man. Recently, the politician, what happened some months ago, that killed his wife and then himself. See what I'm saying? And I bet you he'll go through mental illness. But nobody talking about this, about the crap, right? Because you gotta be having some kind of mental illness if you're gonna kill somebody that unalive yourself to. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the first time that happened. It happened a lot, right? So when I see this woman, yes, postpartum depression and depressed and all that stuff, right? And I see this woman outside the courthouse supporting Lindsey Clancy. It just made me think, what's wrong with these women out there, man? And some of them bringing their babies, right? They just had babies in solidarity of Lindsey Clancy. And in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, those women, those fake-ass women that's doing that shit will never let Lindsey Clancy watch her children, watch the kids. I guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're sick in the head too, right? Those damn women would never allow Lindsey Clancy to watch her their damn kids. But yet, they bring their babies in strollers out there in solidarity for this woman who unalive her damn kids, right? And I get it. I understand too. The husband did testify for the prosecution, right? Although when the defense attorney questioned him, it kind of helped. I guess the defense attorney was asking some damn good question, because hey, the question helped the defense, put it like that, right? And then anybody ever really sat down, man, and asked the husband, how does he feel, right? The ex-husband, the father divorced now, right? You know what I'm saying? Really talk to the husband, the ex-husband about it, the situation, how he feels about losing his damn kids. You see what I'm saying? When we as men, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get some kind of recognition when it comes to these type of things, huh? It's always about the damn woman when it comes to this shit. Oh, she's mentally ill. And not only women, but white women. Let's be honest with you. These white women, man. All right? So we got to talk about that too. You understand me, right? This woman, unalive, three of her beautiful babies, man. Beautiful little babies. You never know why those kids could have been in life. I think about those type of things, man. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? I'm not a damn those psychiatrist, right? I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm a psychologist, a counselor, and other stuff. So I'll never say I'm going to diagnose Lindsey Clancy, because I don't know. But me, from the outside, looking in, I think that's the most sickest shit you could do in life when you're unalive your children. And when you're supporting that crap, right? When you're supporting that crap, you sick your damn self. Trust me. Right? Two things could be true at the same time, right? You can still be empathetic for Lindsey Clancy, call out for mental health, her mental illness. But at the same time though, right? You don't have to go there and support this woman when she unalive her children. I just gotta shake my head. Those things bother me, man. These beautiful little babies was unalive. You know what I mean? And right now, the jury deadlock, who knows, right? It might end up becoming a mistrial. Then it's going to be up to the prosecutor. If they go on to try the case again, with 9 times out of 10, they will. They'll try it again. See what I'm saying? Because even some jurors, right, will be in pink in solidarity of Lindsey Clancy. You understand that? We're wearing pink in solidarity. Man. I just got to shake my head. I'm wondering, why, Lord? Why do things have to happen to these babies? Innocent children. Right? They didn't have a choice. The mother took the choice away from them. when we all realize that. You know what I mean? Their mother took the choice away from them, man, to stay alive. Come on. We can't let that shit slide, man. I'm sorry. No, we can't. Their mother took the choice away from them. Young babies can't make their own decision. And yet you're going to take that choice away from these young, beautiful babies? Man. All right. We're going to the next damn topic now. That's pissed me off every time I talk about it. Now, let's talk about another crazy ass hoe. Yes, I call her a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Her little fake lips having ass. If you look at her damn lips, look, that's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at this. Look at her lips, man. This looks terrible. This, I don't know. She looks older than her age. And she's young. She ain't that old. Right, but she looks, man, when she turns 60, she's going to look straight up like trash. When she's old, you know what I'm saying? Look at all the fillers she got in her damn face. Laura Loomer, right? That racist ass. You know what I'm saying? Man, I want, man, ooh, man, make me mad, right? But I got to talk about the story, though. So Laura Loomer has faced condemnation over comments directed towards Florida State Representative Angie Nixon and other prominent black women. Reuters reported that on Monday, August 31st now, Loomer called Nixon and other prominent people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, right? Other black women, right? As ghetto black bitches. See what I'm saying? Man, on her damn podcast, wherever she did it on, right? I'm telling you something. I'm gonna read the rest, but let me just talk. Ever since Donald Trump came back in office, right? When he was in office the first time, and when he came back in office, all those white people who are racist, right? Thinking that they are bold enough to say stuff. Right, not realizing that Trump is not going to be in office forever. You see what I'm saying? This dumbass white woman. I love white people, man. You know what I'm saying? If they're not racist, right? I think a lot of them are cool as hell. But I hate racist ass people who say racist stuff. That dumb, ugly-looking Laura Loomer. She's probably one of the ugliest white women that's in media right now. You know what I'm saying? One of the ugliest fake lip. Look at her damn lips, man. I thought, look at it, right? She's calling people ghetto and black bitches or whatever, right? But she want to be black. That's why she got the filler on the damn lips. Every time a white woman do that stuff, right? Because they love the beautiful, black, kissable lips these black women be having. Because these white women have thin lips. Let's be honest about this shit. Right? I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. You see what I'm saying? They have thin lips. They don't want to be so racist. And this dumbass, scary ass, I swear to God, I can't stand these Republicans, man. Right? Why don't they denounce this shit? Right? I don't give a damn about damn Donald Trump. He ain't got to say shit. Fuck him. But I'm talking about those Republicans in Congress. Right? When the reporter was walking around, asking these Republicans, no, they would not denounce that shit. And I think the guy, I don't know if it was black or Indian, but he looked black to me. Even a black man couldn't not denounce that stuff. Are you a sorry ass person to be black, if you're black or Indian, whatever you are, but you're still a person of color. You sorry to me. Piece of crap. If you can't denounce racism, you're a piece of crap. Point blank. You're a piece of crap. I call it again, a piece of crap. If you can't denounce racism. Right now, they should not be giving Laura Loomer that platform. And if you listen to her on her platform, you're a piece of crap too. And you're racist just like she is. You understand me, right? You're racist just like she is. If you listen to that woman, because I could never listen to a black person I like, right? And the black person saying racist stuff. I'm not going to listen to that shit. Because I don't want to hear it. I don't give a damn how much I like that person. You see what I'm saying? When you start saying racist stuff, you lost me then. Right? And that's the thing about these Republicans, right? I wish y'all could, especially if you're poor, I just wish y'all could just wake up, man. Just wake up. Because those Republicans, right, they have no good policies that's going to really help you out. Their policies suck. Right? So what they do, they say controversial stuff to distract. You see what I'm saying? That's what they do. Because they want to distract you, man. When will you realize that, man? When will you realize that? All they're doing is distracting you because they want you to see how your gas price is very high right now. Then beef is very high, right? Everything looks expensive. See what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff we need to start thinking about, right? Because they got good policies. They do stuff. They say things to fearmonger you. You know what I'm saying? The fearmonger you. When they talk about the Democratic Socialists, does the fearmonger you? Because they ain't got a good policy. They all suck. That weak ass, Mike Johnson is probably one of the weakest speaker of the House we ever had that I could think of. That motherfucker weak to me. He ain't call himself a child of God. He's nothing child of God to me. He's full of crap. Because if you can't denounce racism, you should not be in Congress. We can't denounce that stuff, man. This type of thing, right? And it should not be Democrat talking about it. It should be Republicans. Because it hit harder. The reason why it seems to keep doubling down, right? Because you Republicans are not saying nothing. Right? If Democrats say stuff, it doesn't matter. It doesn't hit the same. It does not hit hard, right? When the opposite party is saying the stuff. It hits better when the same party denounces the stuff, right? Right? When those same Republicans, man, America, man, especially if you're black and you vote for these damn Republicans, you don't love yourself. Point blank. You don't love yourself. God, why would you be a part of a party that's full of racist people? You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong, the Democrat Party is not perfect. You understand me, right? Why do you think black people left the Republican Party 60 years ago, damn near 70 years ago, right? Because of racist-ass people. That's in the damn party. That says racist stuff like Laura Loomer. You understand me? It was more because of that than policies. Because of racist-ass people. That said racist shit. People like Barry Goldwater. People like Strom Thurmond, look them up. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Trust me. One of these days, Laura Loomer, though, she going to get hers. She will. Trust me. If she live long enough, she's going to get hers. I guarantee that shit. You know what I mean? But I just need to get to the story, though, before I end. Right? I thought this was the funniest story. I think I'm leaving 2026 how dumb some women could be. Sorry. Stupid to me. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. You fucking stupid by believing, I'm saying, I'm a 49er, I'll play for the damn 49er, I can make you rich. Come on now. That's a sound too good to be fucking true. Now, the man's name is Dejon Labrie. Love. He was 35, he's 35 years old, right? So federal prosecutors allege that Love pretended to be a San Francisco 49ers player while targeting women. An alleged accomplice, Taylor Jamie Chan, 18, allegedly portrayed himself as an investment advisor. First of all, stupid people. This dude is only 18, right? Doesn't look so you know, you probably got a youth. Look, youthful. You see what I'm saying? Come on now. And you know what I'm saying? Even if he don't look exactly 18, but he look young. I said a young person that look that young, he didn't question that shit. Come on now. So federal authorities says at least 26 women were victimized across California, Oregon, and Washington, and Idaho. The alleged losses total more than $1.3 million. Prosecutors say the scheme dated back to approximately February of 2022. According to prosecutors, fake financial information was shown to victims to convince them the investment were legitimate. Authorities allege victims would eventually be blocked when they ran out of money or started asking too many questions. I'm saying something, man. Sometimes you gotta shame people, man. I'm sorry for being stupid. Seriously. These damn women, right? First of all, the damn dude who act like an investor, investment, whatever, he was only 18 years old. Right? Although you might not have known his age, but you can just look at his face and see the youth in his face, how young he looked, right? Even if he looked 22, 23, even if you think he might have been 24, 25 years old, but he looked young. You know what I'm saying? An investment banker, whatever. And you gonna fall for that shit, man? You know, you gonna fall for that crap? Sorry, ladies, you got gut. You did. And I gotta be honest, there was another guy some years ago, right, that did the same shit, scam women out of money. And they made a Netflix, I didn't watch this, that movie though, I don't wanna watch this shit, but they made a Netflix movie about him, right? Now, this guy right here, this black guy that did all this shit, they need to make a damn Netflix movie about this guy's life. Cause I don't know how they, oh, hey, you be that smart to get away with that shit, right? I'm thinking, right? Damn, if you use that tedious, right? Everything that he did, he even put a fake internet stuff on the internet so people could believe, right? So, if you're that tedious and meticulous, because you got to pay attention to details, to every little thing that you write, that you type in, attention to damn detail to make it look real. You see what I'm saying? There got to be some kind of smartness about you, to be honest with you. That's kind of impressive to me. Let's be real about it. That's damn impressive. You know what I mean? That dude probably could have done something good. I'd probably have a good-ass damn job. Because he was smart enough to do to scam women all of their money. Trust me, he probably could have been a good salesman. You know what I'm saying? Work for a sales company. And he probably even making more money right now. I'm just sure he's a good-looking guy. He's in great shape. You know what I'm saying? Him having videos, man. That's funny. Having damn videos, right? After throwing the ball, he's catching the damn ball, act like he played for the damn 49ers. Man, he did do went to the extreme. And think about it, you can't be mad at that, man. You can't be upset. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for the ladies, though. I really do. You know what I'm saying? And earlier I was talking trash, how stupid you gotta be, but sometimes, man, you gotta start questioning people, though, man. You gotta start asking some legitimate questions. You see what I'm saying? A hard question. And sometimes I might not know the right question, right? I'm telling you right now, give it ChatGPT, okay? They can help with ChatGPT, we could help you put your questions together or somehow AI out there, right? If you don't know the right questions to ask. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta start asking some serious questions, man. Because once the people who try to scam people, right? The more questions you ask them and you keep asking, right, the more angrier they get. And you can tell they're full of crap. Once you start getting angry. Because sometimes, I'll be having these scam phone calls on my damn phone. If I ain't got nothing to do right away, right? That was back in the days, though, right? I used to keep on the phone for like 30 minutes. Just fuck with them. Or I used to get mad at me. I'm keep asking question after question after question, right? But I stopped doing that, though, when I found out these people could start cloning your damn voice. When I found out about that shit, I stopped that nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? I just hang the phone up, right? Or I don't answer the phone at all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you right now, man. They need to make a damn movie about this damn dude, man. They need to make a damn movie about him. No, I'll definitely watch the damn movie. All right. When they notice, they said, right, he's going to face up to 20 years in jail. He's only 26 years old, right? Up to 20 years in jail for each count. So I think he's trying to for two counts. I don't think he's going to get that long. It's probably give him like 10 years, get out. When he gets out, I hope he live a good, honest life, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope he does. And young man, your mother is good. Is disappointed in you right now. If I could tell you anything, I guarantee your mama is disappointed in you. Your grandmama, if she's still alive, is disappointed in you. Right? Because you could use the damn skills for good, man. Instead of trying to scam people out of their money. I always believe that's the sorriest thing a person could do in life. Scam people out of their money. I don't give a damn how broke you are, how poor you are, right? That's one of the sorriest crap somebody could do when they scam people out of their hard-earned money. That's my time. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.